18 people were convicted of terrorism today in Spain. It was the biggest trial yet of al-Qaeda militants in Europe. The harshest sentence was given to a man accused of leading an al-Qaeda cell and helping with preparations for the September 11th attacks in the United States. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
The conclusion of the five-month trial lasted just a few minutes. The three-judge court addressed some technicalities, and then Judge Ángela Murillo read out the sentences.
Primero, debemos condenar y condenamos como autores de un...
The longest term, 27 years, was given to the key defendant, Imadeddin Barakat Yarkas. The Syrian-born immigrant was convicted of having led al-Qaeda's operation in Spain, indoctrinating young Muslims in jihad warfare and sending them abroad to terrorist training camps. Judge Murillo said Yarkas was also being convicted for conspiracy in the September 11th attacks in the U.S.
Quinto, absolviéndole de los delitos de asesinato terrorista.
But the court rejected the prosecutor's demand for a sentence of more than 74,000 years, or 25 years for each of the September 11th victims. The judges said Yarkas had prior detailed knowledge of the plans for the attack, but said he could not be held directly responsible for the terrorist murders. Six of the defendants were acquitted on all counts. The others were found guilty of charges including membership of a terrorist organization, illegal arms possession, and fraud. The Spanish government saw the trial as proof that terrorism can be fought through legal rather than military means. The presiding judge, Javier Gomez Bermudez, said Spanish jurisprudence is well developed after decades of dealing with Basque separatists.
Finalmente, la legislación penal española es la más avanzada del mundo en materia de terrorismo.
The Spanish penal code is the most advanced in the world in the area of terrorism, he said. Contrary to defense claims, he insisted that all the evidence had been made available to the lawyers for the accused. Outside the courtroom, a police helicopter circled overhead. The attorney for Yarkas, Jacobo Tejero, said his client would not bother to appeal the sentence because he has no faith in Spanish justice. It's a farce, he said. They've conducted a different trial with the documentation that they kept hidden from us. They said they called us so that we could see it, but this is a lie. During the trial, defendants argued that they were victims of cultural misunderstandings. Haitham Mana of the Arab Commission for Human Rights said he'd met the chief judge after the ruling.
He spoke a lot about the difference of culture. And he said that many of Arabs here cannot understand our laws.
But Mana rejected that. He cited the case of one of the defendants, Taysir Alouni, a reporter for the Arabic television channel Al Jazeera, who's lived in Spain since 1985.
I think that Taysir, which has spent half of his life here and half of his life in the Arab world, know what means state of law.
The court gave Alouni a seven-year sentence. It said he performed favors for people he knew were terrorists and took thousands of dollars to Afghanistan for al-Qaeda during one of his reporting trips. Alouni's wife said her husband does plan to fight the verdict all the way to Spain's Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.